Hey everybody, Brother Gary in Mexico with Hands Across Borders Devotional. Remember, we're not in any kind of studio, so you're liable to hear all kinds of animals. Huh? So let's start in John chapter 11 and verse number 23. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Now listen, Lazarus has died, and Jesus and Martha are having a discussion here, and Jesus asks Martha, hey, do you think your brother's going to live again? And she says, absolutely, verse 24. I know he's going to be resurrected in the last day. But Jesus, in verse 25 and 26, he brings something out, and the key word here is me in each verse. He says, that believeth in me, and believeth in me. And so we see the object of our belief. Our belief has to be in Christ alone. And what he is saying is, Martha thought, well, yeah, sometime in the distance, Lazarus will rise again. But Jesus was saying, no, it's going to happen now. It's going to happen now. And it is because of this. Not because I know about the resurrection and life, but because I am the resurrection and life. You see, people get raised from the dead because of Jesus, of who he is. Jesus is that resurrection. Jesus is that life. It's not in an organization. It's not in you. It's not in me. It's all in Jesus. And so he is saying this, listen, do you not know who I am? And she says in verse 27, yeah, you're the Messiah. You're the Christ. You're the Son of God. You're God manifest in the flesh. I know who you are. You're the promised one. You're the one we've been waiting for all these years to save your people from their sins. And so the key is here for you and I to put this in perspective in our own lives is this. Those who have gone on before us, are we going to see them again? Absolutely, we will. But here's the key. They're not laying in some slumber. They're not like unconscious. They are in the presence of the Lord. He said, he that believes in me shall never die. And so what he is saying is this, is we shed this body, we go right into the presence of the Lord according to 1 Corinthians. And that is the big difference on who you believe in and your belief on who Christ is. There are those that deny the Godhead, and the Bible says if you deny the Father, you deny the Son. There are those that just think that Jesus was a good teacher or that he was a good man. All of this. But no, Jesus is the promised Messiah. He is the fulfillment of all the prophecies in the Old Testament. In fact, Jesus himself says in the Gospel of John that the scriptures all speak of him. This whole Bible speaks of Christ and brings men to Christ. You see, you must believe that he is the Messiah, that he is God manifest in the flesh, and that he alone can save and give eternal life. The question to you today is this. Do you not think that Jesus can take care of all the problems and situations around you? We get in the idea of, okay, if I can just think positive, okay, if I can just learn this, or if I can just do this, or if I can manipulate this, or I can light a candle here, or if I can join this organization, or if I can do this religious thing, or if I can follow this tradition or that or the other. And Jesus boils it down to something very specific and very simple. Believe in me. Him alone, no other. There's no other person that has died for your sins. There is no other person that you'll stand before. Jesus will judge us all one day. And there is no other person that can help you and I. Do you believe that? Do you believe that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is the only one that can help you? You say, yeah, I believe that. Does your life show that? Or do you show that you believe in other things? Whom do thou believest in? May the Lord bless you.